Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
In the realm of deception and destruction, and dissension and division, we need to see clearly as God sees.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray.
Speak the Word.
Friends, we have to keep in mind that God always backs up His Word, so it's important to pray His words when we pray. So if you aren't being successful with your prayers, you might want to try praying what God's Word says about your circumstances. When you're praying for a financial breakthrough, as a Christian, we are not depend on the things of this world to provide for us. Our jobs, for instance, salaries, clients, stock market, they're not our source. They're only channels. They're only channels to receive from. God, you have to keep this in mind, God is the source of everything. He is the source of everything that we need. Another thing that we must learn, God wants His children to prosper and increase in the area of finances. God wants us to reflect His goodness, which includes His desire for us to thrive in every area of our life, including our finances. We are blessed, brothers and sisters. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. You know, that used to be my prayer many years ago, and I want you to know that it still is. But remember, when God does His part by blessing you, you must do your part and be a blessing to others. Friends, I pray that you're beginning to see that it gives your Father good pleasure to bless you with prosperity and good health. And Luke 12:32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." This verse essentially means that God delights in blessing His people. It's about what kind of heart God has. It's a verse about what makes God glad, not merely about what God will do or what He has to do, but what He delights to do, what He loves to do, and what He takes pleasure in doing. Another thing that you need to be aware of is that He also tells us to speak to our mountains. He tells us this in Mark 11:23 and Matthew 21:21. He says in Matthew 21:21 that you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, "Be taken up and cast into the sea," it will be done for you. Now that's some kind of power. Wow. What He is saying here, for instance, is that not only can you speak to a headache, something small, but you can speak to cancer too, something larger than you think. As a Christian, we are not to depend on the things of this world to provide for us. We cannot depend on our jobs. We can't depend on our salaries, our clients, and the stock market. They're not our source. They're only channels. Brothers and sisters, they're only channels to receive from. For God is the source of everything that we need, and we can't forget that. Because when we start trying to make something else our source, I'm telling you, you're going to lose out. God is your source. You know, your friends, your family is not your source. God is your source. And when you need something down here, He doesn't throw all the money down here so you can get it. He speaks to someone in that still small voice, and He impresses upon them to help you. But sometimes He has to speak to a lot, because everybody, so many people are so busy today, they don't have time to listen to the Lord, so they don't hear that still small voice. So they have to listen to that voice, and when they do, then that person will help you, because He's going to use that person to get to you whatever it is you need. So I hope you understand that God is always our source. Another thing that we really must learn is that God wants His children to prosper. He really wants us to prosper and to increase in the area of our finances. God wants us to reflect His goodness, which includes His desire for us to thrive in every area, including our finances. He wants us to thrive in our health as well. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. As I said, that used to be my prayer. It still is. That I'm always telling people, you know, somebody say something to me, I bless someone, and they say, you really didn't have to do that, Joe. And I thought, I did have to do that too, because remember, when God does His part by blessing you, you must be a blessing to others too. You know, I pray that you're beginning to see that it gives your Father good pleasure to bless you with prosperity and good health. As I was saying before, I prayed that God would make me a blessing, that I could be a blessing to others. And I prayed this, and that was many, many years ago. And I'm here today to tell you that God has blessed me far above anything that I could have ever asked for, hoped for, or ever imagined. And so it wouldn't be very good of me if I didn't bless those others around me when He asked me to. And a lot of times He doesn't have to ask me to. I have two eyes, and I can see when somebody's in need or when they need cheering up. Maybe it's not always finances. Sometimes you just need to speak a word of encouragement to somebody. But either way, you know, you want to be a blessing. God has made you a blessing to be a blessing. And so therefore, you have to do your part once He does bless you, and be a blessing to others as well. You know, it gives me more pleasure to give than it does to receive. I enjoy getting okay, but I really enjoy giving more. Friends, I pray that you're beginning to see that it gives your Father good pleasure to bless you with prosperity and good health. In Luke 12:32, it says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." This verse essentially means that God delights in blessing His people. It's about what kind of heart that God has. It's a verse about what makes God glad, not merely about what God will do or what He's done for you, but it's about He delights in what He does. He loves what He does, and He takes pleasure in doing those things for us. Another thing you need to be aware of is that it also tells us to speak to our mountains. He says in Matthew 21:21 that you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, "Be taken up and cast into the sea," it will be done for you. Now that's some kind of power. Wow. What He is saying here, for instance, is that not only can you speak to a headache, something small, but you can speak to cancer too, something larger. Thank you, Jesus. A good prayer for someone with cancer can pray. And I don't know if any of you out there this morning are suffering in your body with cancer, but I can also tell you this too. If you're having trouble with your liver or your heart, it doesn't have to be cancer. Replace the word cancer and put whatever it is you're suffering with in there, okay? So it doesn't have to be that. And you can say, "I speak to the spirit of cancer and say, I break your power over this body, and I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Cancer, in the name of Jesus, I command you to dissolve, disintegrate, and disappear. And I declare that there will be no adverse side effects. Everything will work perfectly in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. "I declare all damage done by this cancer be gone and body to be restored in Jesus' name." You know, sometimes we must say or speak to our bodies or our circumstances. Sometimes we need to speak instead of pray. That's why I said there's a time to speak and there's a time to pray. God wants us to do. He wants us to speak. That's why He's given us the authority and the power to speak, according to Luke 10:19. And that is what we've just finished doing, is speaking to our mountain. In this case, we were talking about cancer, but it could be anything. You can switch that name out, which in this case, we were talking about your body. So please remember, there is power in your words.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.